8:15, Tuesday morning. That means Susie Cloyd officially joins us from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC community dedicated to making sure your retirement plans are the way you want them to be. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Well, glad you could join us here every Tuesday. How was your run this morning?
It was good. Chilly, but good.
There you go. That's good to hear.
So, do you rather have it chilly or warm?
Here's my best answer for that. I'm okay with rain and warmth versus chilly and dry. I'm an all-weather runner, but when somebody says, oh, it's raining outside, I'm like, don't care. Yeah. If it's 45 degrees, you just dialed up the perfect running weather.
It's easier for me to breathe like I run, but when I do, when it's cooler outside, because I feel like it's filling my lungs better.
And I'm, like I said, I'm an all-weather runner, so I don't ever really look for excuse not to run, but if I had my...
Well, I've got a few for you if you need to borrow some.
I had my wishes. I want warmth, and I can pretty much go from there.
Well, warmth, I think, might be the operative word as folks begin to find out for themselves about Asbury Place in Kingsport, CCRC community. They start getting a warm feeling. Susie, what you got for us this morning?
Well, I really have a lot. Actually, I hope I have enough time to get everything squeezed in. I wanted to share with all the listeners a couple of really unique and different things we're doing right now. Of course, you've always known we've partnered with Healthy Kingsport in Kingsport.
Right.
And just a couple of things, a snapshot of what we've done in the last 2 months. January was a food drive for us. We did a food drive. We are collecting food and still have the bins in our lobby if anybody wants to drop some things by. And the reason we did this was we wanted to be aware of the food insecure seniors during the winter months. So we did do a food drive in the month of January, filled up two large bins. Healthy Kingsport is going to get everything organized, and then they have people on their list that they can reach out to make sure that that food gets taken to the right places, given to the people in need, and then, you know, accomplishing what we set out to do to help anybody during the winter months who might have difficulty getting to the grocery store, getting groceries, things like that. So that was what we did in January. February, we are doing this really unique program called Make It a Marathon. Guess who thought of that?
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. But anyway, what we're doing is we kicked off last Wednesday on February 1st, and we're encouraging our residents to enroll in this for the month of February. And anything they do, we want them to make it a marathon. Not necessarily running 26.2 miles, but if they exercise 26.2 days in February, they made it a marathon. If they walk the treadmill 26.2 minutes, they made it a marathon. We're keeping a leaderboard for the entire month of February and looking to see what our residents are going to be creative with. You know, you can sit in a chair and do leg lifts 26.2 times. You can take light weights and do arm lifts 26.2 times. We're just encouraging everybody to think out of the box, and whatever you do, make it a marathon. That's another partnership we're doing with Healthy Kingsport in the month of February.
I was just going to say, that's a wonderful idea. Continue, please.
Yes. And then also, too, I wanted to let the listeners know about some guests we've got coming up from Asbury Place of Kingsport. In the month of February, we will have our Clinical Director of Therapy and Rehab, Angie Calhoun. She'll be on the program in a couple weeks. We have our Asbury at Home representatives going to be on the program in a couple weeks. Just to let you and remind listeners of just the diversity and all of the resources that are at residents' fingertips, that when you do become a resident, you do become a neighbor in our community and in our neighborhood, you have so many things at your fingertips that can be resources to you and to your family, your loved ones, that literally, you know, when we talk about anticipating more, there's so much more to anticipate than just making the move, doing the downsize, simplifying life, but you also have these other resources that you can access, and we're going to talk about those in the month of February.
That's exciting. You got a lot of folks lined up. It sounds like a lot of, I'll call them, for lack of a better word, heavy hitters.
Yes.
You're going to be able to bring a great deal of information to us about the various services at Asbury Place in Kingsport. You detailed a couple of them there, too. So great planning looking forward here for the month of February.
And, well, of course, we'll have Tammy Peter here, the administrator from Stedman Hill, you know, talking about Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, the wonderful mm-hmm. programming, the wonderful focused care plans that we have in assisted living and memory care. And then let me also remind everybody about the Right Sizing Seminar. This is a great seminar to come to on Thursday, February 23rd from 11 to 1. It's in our Villa Clubhouse. And BJ Walsh, who we partner with Blue Ridge Properties, she will be there to help give you tips, give you ideas on how to start downsizing and getting ready for the next step. If you're not there yet, this is a great seminar to attend to learn how to do it, when to do it, why to do it, so that when you're ready for the next step for a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, a lot of that work is already done. You've already done your prep work. Now you're ready for next steps.
Yeah, it's something we downsized ourselves several years ago. And I wish we'd had sort of an all-in-one, and I'm going to use the word handbook for this particular thing there, but had some kind of a handbook which is being presented here, in your case, at Asbury Place by, you know, individuals who are involved in it as well. If we'd had something like that, it would have definitely made it a lot easier for us to. I gather that primarily the services being offered, not exclusively, but primarily for folks who have not yet made that decision about Asbury Place or really from moving from their homes yet. They're thinking about it. Is that
right.
Pretty much it?
It is, and I'll even take it a step further. You know, when people ask, what is right sizing? Well, it's really more than just getting rid of clutter. It's asking yourself what's really important and aligning your life with those values, goals, and needs. Once you do that, then the right sizing kind of falls right into place. But you got to ask those hard questions first. And then, you know, you look at, okay, I know the answers. Now I know how to, I don't necessarily maybe know how to do it, but I'm going to take it one step at a time. And that's why this special program is really great for listeners to come and just gather knowledge, you know, store it away, have it ready to use for when it is time to do your right sizing. And then also let me follow up with open houses that we have scheduled in the month of April.
Okay.
At Asbury Place at Kingsport, the main campus, will have open houses on April 4th and 5th. We have an open house scheduled for Asbury Place at Stedman Hill on the 26th. And then we have a very exciting education program partnering with Dr. New with HMG on April 11th. That'll be at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. And that's a program just really focusing on aging illness, the education piece of it. And Dr. New is a gerontologist specialist here in the area. And so she's going to have some really good information to share with those people who attend that course.
And that's not just for folks who are already residents, is it?
No, this is an open item. So it'll mm-hmm. fill up fast. There will be limited space. So I'm telling listeners now, the education program with Dr. New, we're partnering with HMG, Holston Medical Group, that will take place on April 11th at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill on Bloomingdale Pike.
Limited seating for that?
Yes, correct.
All right, so folks would need to get in touch with you and or Tammy to find out about setting up for that particular one. So
it would be me. Yeah, they can just contact
me. It would be
me.
You. Okay, yep. Let's just go ahead and wrap it up that way then.
Okay.
Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport joins us every Tuesday about this time, talking about different services and so forth that Asbury Place has to offer. And Susie, you said let's get in touch. How do we do it?
Yes, absolutely. Contact me direct, 423-830-8502, and then you can always go to asburyplace.org for events and special programs on our website.
Okay, Susie Cloyd, what did you bring us to eat, by the way, today?
Well, I think it's the perfect dessert for Linguine Day. I'm thinking it is. Whatever that national Italian dish was today.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo, yeah. I brought you homemade lemon meringue pie.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
Yeah, you got to get your fruits and vegetables in, you know?
Absolutely. It goes really well with fettuccine or linguine. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it right. I'm sorry.
Right. But any old Italian dish in a storm, right?
That's right. Exactly.
There you
go.
Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport. Always a lot of fun. Take care, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, guys.